I had the great pleasure to see Chick Corea when he was here 10.5 years ago. I had just started working here a few months before that. He was here with the band Origin. And what a special treat for us to have him here, solo piano. This is the perfect venue for us to see this in. And the only thing that would be better is if he were to come to your house and play for you in your living room. But this is, maybe the acoustics are better, and I think we might have a better piano than you have in your home. So he will be out in just a second. He's won 17 Grammys. I think it's hard to keep track. He's won so many. What an incredibly prolific musician. He's done so many things with so many different ensembles and different groups. Truly one of the great jazzmen of our day. When he comes out, please give him a warm welcome. And thank you for coming. Drive home safe.
I don't mind personally, but I don't want to, you know, go over management. And in case you know, there's probably a few musicians waiting for a gig, right? Anyway, very nice being here. It's a nice hall, beautiful hall. I remember when I walked out here today, the green seats. I remember that. But I'm told that it's been 10 years. It has some oxygen back there. It should be okay for the first half. So I don't do this too often, piano solo. It's relaxing. You're welcome to sleep or whatever you want to do. I heard that Cassia last night, and tomorrow's the circus. So I'm going to get some rest tonight. I don't have anything particular in mind, except you notice I brought some music up. The older I get, the more I don't like the concept of performance where people, you know, just sit and stare at me. And I know you're not staring, you should be relaxed, but you know what I mean. I'm sort of sarcastic a little bit, but I like more the idea of where, you know, you have music in your living room. You invite people over and you hang out, you know. Maybe we'll do some singing later. So, welcome to my Beaver Creek living room. And gee, there's nothing that pleases me more, and I have more fun than to practice the piano. So that's what I'd like to do tonight. Do you play the piano? I knew it. How did I know that? Anyway, welcome. I'm going to practice for you tonight. I was going through this book that a friend of mine, well, I made the book. A friend of mine a couple of years ago gave me a whole set of, this book called The Real Book, of a bunch of different real books. And what they are is they're like, now they're legal. They're a legal collection. Which is tunes, like songs, jazz songs, and different kind of songs. And he sent me the PDFs. So I went through them, and I picked out some stuff that was interesting, and I've never tried before. And, you know, with a new tune, you have to kind of work out. So I'm going to try some of that. But first, before I do that, I want to just, you know, find the piano and play something I already know. Thank you. title of that? Thank you. Thank you. I just looked it up on the internet. It was written by Annie Oakley and Frank Butler. Who knew? Those are not such good seats over here. Sorry. Well, a lot of people came out tonight. Thanks for coming out. Anyway, what that song made me think of is a song, I played it, but I've played it for quite a while. But it's a great, great melody written by Duke Ellington, and it's called Sophisticated Lady.
Thank you.
Try some of these tunes. I can't believe you're a Thelonious Monk. You must be. Monk is one of my favorites. By the way, there's a new biography out on Monk written by a fellow named Robin Kelly. And it's really, really good. Filled in a lot of the details that I never knew about, because I grew up in, I came up in New York City in the 60s and the 70s, and Monk's heyday was the, more or less the 40s and the 50s, even the 30s, he got there in the 30s, but he was there all the way through when I was in town, and I used to see him a lot. And anyway, some of his tunes, let me try, this one, I always liked this one, I never tried it, this is called Baya.
Now,
thank you.
Actually, he's got a cool title. It's called Light Blue. And it's interesting because only two little parts to it. It's not very long, too. See? This is a ballad called Reflections. Thank you. As you gotta look at the word with my cruise pass. I'm gonna play one more. How you doing? I'm gonna play one more monk tune to finish the monk set. And this is one I know a little bit better that I played before. It's called Trinkle Tinkle. Knowledge and experience to Bach and Scarlatti back in the late 1600s. It's a long time ago, isn't it? Well, relatively. But anyway, more recently, like Mott, for instance, was a pianist band leader. He had his bands, he wrote his tunes, he played the piano, which had one package. Mozart was that way too. In fact, Mozart was the first guy that broke away from the King. He started to write piano concertos and hire orchestras and promote the gigs himself so that he could make some money that he wasn't relying on the King for. I thought that was pretty courageous back then. That's sort of what I do. Stay away from the King. Anyway, Bill Evans is this next pianist I'd like to explore. As well as being a great master artist and definitely an influence, a major influence on not only jazz pianists, all manner of pianists. Bill is a great composer, and I haven't played that many of his tunes, but this one I've always wanted to try. So this is a new try for me tonight. This is a beautiful piece called Turn Out the Stars. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
this is written for his niece. It's called Waltz for Gimme. Thank you. I'm gonna play one or two. And then, I'm gonna come back though. This is a tribute to Bud Powell. Well, every time I play a composer, it's a tribute to him. So I'm gonna play a tune by another hero of mine, Bud Powell. And this is a piece that I only heard him ever play solo, and it's called Oblivion. Thank you. very much. You're very nice. We'll take a break, and for those of you that would like, I'm coming back with one more. What'd you do? Where are you supposed to go? Is there like a coffee or something? Is there a library or something here? I had some walnuts. Because the nuts did grow on walls. You know, I was going to come out and play some of that music there, but then I thought, you know, you guys are so congenial that and then what happened is Brian, he tuned the piano for me, and then somebody here requested a tune of mine. Who was that? Windows. Was that you?
No.
No. The one step?
That's what I was saying.
Oh, well, thanks. I don't know if I could play that. I haven't played it for so long. Who requested Windows?
I did.
You? Where?
Up here.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what I thought I'd do, which is, kind of might be, you know, some fun, is just play a set of requests. You know, if I know the tunes you're asking for. And then there's only one other problem, which I'm sure we can solve. Maybe some of you guys on the front could help me. I've got rock and roll ears, so you're going to have to speak up loud if you want to be able to hear what you're saying. But I'll start with playing Windows. I was on tour the latter part of last year with Stan Clark and Lenny White. We were playing Windows. That was one of the things we were doing. I got a funny story about Windows. I love to tell this story. There was a club in New York, I don't know what's there anymore, called Fat Tuesdays. And I went down there one night with my wife, and we went down to hear George Sherry. This was like a long time ago. And George Sherry Trio was playing there, and you know, George has got this dry humor. And he knew I was in the club, so he announced to the audience, and ladies and gentlemen, Chick Corea is here. We're very happy to have Chick Corea here. And you know, there's something that Chick and I have in common. We both do Windows. And then he proceeded to play Windows.
Thank you. Thank you. How about something by Horace Silver? Horace Silver.
He used to play tunes from show tunes that you only saw on Broadway, and then he'd take them and do a version of them and then put a stamp on it. You know. Here's one. Thank you. But this is fun, what else?
Last time I did it, you did Wigwam?
Green Office.
Wigwam,
yeah.
That's a good one.
Brazil.
Yeah, you know, I doubt I could remember that.
Armando's Rumba. Green Office.
Two good ones. Green Office. I just visited mine. But the Wigwam, that's a good tune. You were here when Origin was here?
Yeah, with Steve.
That was like 10 years ago, right?
Steve Davis.
Steve Davis, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you from home there?
No, I was just watching.
Okay, so we got Green Elm Street, we got Mondo's Rumble.
Giant
Steps? Right. You can't hear the. You.
Brazil,
oh, Brazil. What a cool tune, Brazil. How's that going?
Short tails. Thank you.
Have I forgot something? Anything?
Something from Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock. Herbie's my buddy.
Willow Weep For Me.
Straight on the major?
Willow Weep For Me.
Willow Weep For Me. Anybody here this is a heart chain?
Yeah.
He's amazing. He's really good for me, man. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Folk song.
You mean my kind of folk song?
Yeah.
Oh, you're deep in, man. I can't do that. I am going out. Do you have the record from Montreux?
Yeah.
The Joe Henderson and Roy Haynes? Because I'm going out this summer with Roy Haynes. Let's see. Oh, you know what? Why don't I play you? Let me play something. I wrote this piece because I'd like to practice it a little bit. You know. I wrote this piece as a duet for myself and the great Paco de Lucia back in the 80s. And there's a recording called Touchstone with various combinations on it, but the main part of the recording was Paco coming to play with me, and I wrote this piece for us for the duet, and I've been trying to play the damn thing ever since, so let me try it again tonight. This is called The Yellow Nimbus.
Thank you.
that feels real good. And
okay.
You've been a really, really nice audience. I had balls tonight. And, you know, I love doing this when I don't have anything else to do. And I hope to see you again. Thank you very much. Okay, this piece has two parts. The first part needs a little bit of rehearsal. And the second part, you just wing it. We're cool. Okay, so the first part, let's see, we have enough people here yet? There's going to be a good mix of guys and girls. I think there is. All right, here we go. So this first part is like, we're going to sing this chord, this really nice, simple chord. And it's in five parts. So we're going to divide you in half here. And the guys are going to have like part one, part two. And then.
And then we're going to divide you in. Maybe about here. There's enough girls over there. Yeah, about here. And ladies, part one. And then about here. Ladies, part two. And ladies, part three.
Okay.
You got it? So, guys, part one, part two, ladies, one, two, and three. Okay.
You can use that that famous word that you say when the doctor asks you to say hi. Okay, you start with the guys, the one.
Thank you.
Wow, that's really good. Thanks, sir.